Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua of Nazareth, I often wonder how you'd feel were you to hear the things they say who claim to follow you. Did you feel happy with Paul's letters and the books they say are gospel truth and state just what you taught and thought? Or are they something else? But first, please tell me, did you think you were the Lord's anointed, your people's true Messiah? And what, please, really did it mean when you did choose, as it would seem, to call yourself the Son of Man? I also wonder, is it true you thought the world in imminent catastrophe would end? Or would you see such words to be an apocalyptic fantasy? And then, I wonder what you'd think were you to learn that they have said your mother never shared her bed with her good husband Yosef. Why do you think that more than that, they say they know he's not your dad and adamantly claim you had no human father? Instead, they say that you were born while she was still a maid who'd never known a man. Yes, Rabbi, truly, that's their claim. They also say you weren't just good, but lived a spotless, sinless life, that never did you think or do a single act not perfect. Which means, they say, they are quite sure you never with yourself did play, or with a woman or a man, express desire at all. They're not content to know you spoke with words that challenged and inspired, and had a gentle touch which showed you felt for those in pain. Was not your aim and mission then to build right here, in hearts of men, a kingdom based on agape, on justice and compassion? Instead, it seems, they'd rather say you really did on water walk, that bread and fish you multiplied and exorcised foul demons. They also say you really turned huge jars of water into wine and even raised your friend from death some days after his passing. Were you to say these words they quote, like many parables I used, are there to move, provoke, and point to deeper truths than wonders? They will reply, oh no, for us with faith, these words are fact. Our Jesus is not just a man or even a great prophet. He is the Word made flesh, our God in human form. What's more, they cry, he cannot die. For when so cruelly crucified, he rose again. Our books don't lie. So, were you then to come back here, as they are sure you will you be thanking them for keeping faith with all you said and did? Your true disciples? Or might you say, I fear these poor goyim have gone quite mad. Thank you.